Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Irreplaceable. And today we are going to talk about anger, about how anger ruins us, destroys us, how to manage it well, and how to use it as a weapon and understand when to correctly regulate your emotion in such a way that you can justify your anger, you can show your anger, have yourself communicated, but not hurt someone else. And the kind of anger I'm talking about is mostly anger in relationships. That's where I'm going to start off. When we are angry with a loved one, when you are angry with someone, with family, with someone we know who is not going to leave us, it's easier to hurt them. Because you know they can tolerate much more. You know they're not going to leave you. So we hurt them more. Because we want them to feel the pain, to feel the hurt that we have felt ourselves. We want to communicate that. And you know, when you spend so much time with a person who you love, when you spend so much time, let's say, you know, even if you're in a roommate situation, when you live together, okay, when you love together, where there is love, there is war. And you will fight. It's bound to happen. That's human nature. But you need to understand that you cannot use love as a weapon, this anger as a weapon, and wield it against at your will, because you know this person loves you and they will not retaliate. Because if this behavior is out in public, in front of strangers, they will be quick to shut you up because no one is going to take that level of disrespect. But the ones who love you, they will give a chance. And you need to understand that you don't abuse their love and their motivation to listen to you as this, you know, green light for you to just go on and on and on and on. Because when you are angry, the words that are going to come out of your mouth next, they have no control. A drawn arrow and hurtful words, once fired, can never be taken back. And if you think it's not damaging, then you're very wrong, because words, they hit our heart. And the pain you feel there is invisible, but your heart has already been shattered in 1,000 pieces. And the thing is, when objects fall, when objects crash, when things get hurt and broken, they make a noise. But when your heart breaks, it doesn't make a noise. And things that don't make a noise, when they break, they hurt a lot. They are fragile. They need to be kept with love. So when you're angry, the first thing, and I know it doesn't make sense, because the thing about anger is, anger just bursts out, okay? Anger does not have a schedule, you know? Anger doesn't go with the flow. Anger just like, bam, I'm here and I'm ready to fuck shit up. That's how anger is. Anger is like this steaming, boiling pressure, this fire that just blazes and lights up everything in its path. It's destructive. And if you don't tame your anger early on, then you are going to lose out on friends, you're going to lose out on people, you're going to lose out on loved ones, you're going to lose out on opportunities, and you will come across as someone who has no self-control. There are various ways to manage your anger. I just spoke about anger in relationships. Now, when it's anger in other circumstances, okay, when it's at work, you have to be professional. You have to have that code of conduct. You cannot be caught lacking, because if people see you have a reaction or even the slightest bit of anger, they will remember that and they will hold it against you. People are quick to judge in the professional setting more than the personal setting, and that could hamper your career. So you need to be careful about how people perceive you. Similarly, anger on social media. It's so cool to be a hater right now. And trust me, like, years later, people are going to understand how damaging this shit was. How hurtful were some comments. Like, we had a whole history of cancel culture going around. And now people are genuinely trolls. I see it on Instagram all the time. It's so easy to just hate on someone. But you need to realize that when you are throwing anger like that, when you're getting offended at shit and then giving a fucking reaction out of it, it has more to show about you. And I always say this, your emotional reactions have more to say about you than the person it's directed to. Okay, because something in you got triggered. Similarly, when you are angry, okay, this clearly triggered something in you. So you need to understand, like, where is this coming from? Like, why am I being such a hater? Because see, if you're a hater, if you have a lot of negativity in you, you will never be able to flourish, because that thing will keep on eating you from inside. You know, it will rot you up. It will destroy you. Someone who is angry all the time, there is also a very good possibility that you're angry at yourself most of the time. You're angry at your circumstances most of the time. You're angry at the people you have. Because normal people, good people, people with love and joy in their heart, don't go around hating like that. If anger is the primary emotion you feel, like, you know, sit down and ask yourself in a day, which are the top three feelings I feel the most in a day? And if anger is one of them, buddy, you have a lot of work to do. A lot of times we don't really mean what we say when we're angry. And the regret that hits us after that is the worst. You feel so much negativity towards yourself. You go like, oh my God, I said that? Like, even I didn't know I felt all this. Like, wow, I did not know I could be so angry, like such a hater. Like, damn. Because you know what? The things that we say when we're angry, if that's redirected towards us, we wouldn't take that shit. We would punch that person in the bloody face. How dare you talk to me like that? How dare you even say this? Who the fuck are you? But when it is on yourself, ooh. Because then you become the asshole. You know, even your brain, your body identifies that, shit, I fucked up. And the worst is when you're angry at someone who is calm. When you're going up against someone who has a calm demeanor and who is like taking in the hits. And you're going on and like guns blazing, shots fired. And this person is very logical and reasonable about it. And you're like, oh my God, why aren't you retaliating? And then they say kind words, trying to de-escalate the situation, and you just go like, fuck, now I feel like an asshole. That happens. And that's the thing, you cannot take back shit you've said. So see, the first part is you have to think before you speak, okay? You have to collect your thoughts. You have to make sure that how potentially damaging is this going to be? How much am I going to push this person to the point of no return? What will they think about me? How will this change my equation, my dynamic? Who's getting more hurt? Because see, when they are hurt, you are hurt, you know? When you hurt someone way too much than they deserved it, when your anger has finally calmed down, you realize the mess you've created and you go like, oh my God, but that's not what I meant. Like, I just wanted to express myself. Here's the thing, bitch. You didn't express yourself correctly. This could have been done in a healthy way, but you chose, you know, the angry route. Now listen. That's done, okay? It's fine. Calm down. Listen. I am going to tell you how to manage both of these situations, okay? Fine. You try to control yourself. You did all the talking. You try to collect your thoughts. You try to humor it out. You try to seek help. You try to understand yourself. You try to bury it up. Whatever. Coping mechanisms. Now, you've said it, okay? It's gone. It's out there. You've hurt someone, okay? What next? What can you do that your emotional outburst is going to definitely come with some consequences? How do you make things right? Now, once you're done, okay, getting angry, once you are getting calmer, and when you realize that, oh, fuck, you know, maybe I escalated this. What do? Immediately apologize. Apologize for the parts you didn't mean, okay? Apologize for having an extreme reaction, but also hold your grounds, because if you're angry about something, if you're hurt about something, it obviously has come from somewhere. Something has triggered it. Do not dismiss it. Acknowledge it, okay? Acknowledge it. Come to the level of calm and plain, and then explain yourself. You know, always try to explain yourself. Hey, listen, this is why I was angry. You did this. Okay, step one, talk sense. Okay, give an explanation. Step two, apologize. Apologize for the parts you didn't mean. Apologize for hurting. Apologize for the part that was extremely rude, extremely demeaning. If you use some cuss words, try to take that back if you don't really mean it. If you mean it, then whatever, let it be. And the third part is ask them, what can I do to make you feel better? I feel like I crossed a line, okay? I feel like I went way ahead, way too much. I lashed out on you. This was not me. I want to make myself better. What can I do to help you feel better? Because listen, okay? We live in the human world. It is impossible to be the person with extreme amount of zen, always composed, always calm, never emotional, never reactive, never angry, never scared, never fearful. It's impossible. You're human. This is going to happen. Okay? But I want to prepare you for life. And in this journey, I am healing with you too. You think I don't suffer from all these things? Like, this is my life. I go through most of the drama I talk about here are literally like real life experiences and things I am going through right that minute. When shit happens with me and I am done and I start getting a perspective on it, or when I start like writing it in my diary, I be like, oh my God, I need to record this. I need to put my words out of there because I'm healing with you. So you need to understand, see, this is natural. This is normal. It is completely fine. This happens. Shit happens. But how you fix it, how you work about it, because see, in life is a series of ups and downs, okay? Things are going to happen. Fights are going to happen. Sad things are going to happen. That's life. Get used to it. That doesn't mean we give up, or that doesn't mean we try chasing this unrealistic perfectionism. No. Okay? So, the natural course is identify things in your life, correct it. Go through anger. It's natural. It's human. We are made with it. But always try to understand the root cause of it. Like, why I did what I did. Why did I say what I said? What is the lesson I'm learning out of it? And how can I make things better? Because people are our loved ones for a reason, right? And we only can hate those people whom we really love. It's always the same intensity. If you love someone obsessively, you can also be the person who hates them obsessively. Even with friends, if you have too much trust Only that level of trust, loyalty, and commitment can turn into betrayal. You never get betrayal from strangers. You will always get betrayal from friends. Because betrayal literally means getting stabbed in the back by a loved one. You know? Getting hurt by a loved one. The only people who can hurt us the most, are the people who are closest to us, the people in our heart. And that's the thing, I've always said this. There's two sides of every coin. Where there is good, there is evil. Where there is love, there is hate. Where there is happiness, there is sadness. And that is the irony of life. We are going to get used to it. We are going to learn it, live it, be it. But we're always going to be better. That's the goal. Yes, there are situations in anger where you can never come back. One, please don't get physical. Please don't get physical in any situation or circumstance. That's absolutely wrong. Use your physical strength only when it comes to defense. Never attack. But when you're fighting, when you're going verbal, when you're going all out, keep that one checkered light on in your head that does the thinking in real time, correlating your words with your action that, hey, I'm saying all these things, but I'm also like registering their reaction. And I just want to keep this checkered light on because I want to check that I just don't cross the line. You know, I just don't go to the point of no return because it happens. Okay. Sometimes we push it so far that there is no coming back. There is no return. What was there has been destroyed. Even when you put up situations that what I can do to make this better, it's just too far gone. In those cases, I'm sorry, but you have to accept that you fucked up. You fucked up big time because once feelings are lost, once people are disrespected, once someone has realized that, you know, the consequences of your action, of how you treated them, how you spoke to them, and they have understood that I'm not going to deal with this shit, I'm not going to put up with this shit, they will leave you. They will. This happens, it's okay. But you need to be mentally prepared that if you're going to be angry, then you need to know and understand how much someone can handle. If you're expecting their forgiveness, yes. If you're expecting to stay with someone and you're pushing their buttons like that, you need to understand that what limit can I actually go to? Because once if you cross that line, I'm sorry, but you should have seen it coming. That's going to happen. There's nothing you can do and there's nothing you can take back. So enjoy the consequences of your actions. But the bottom line is, anger always needs to be self-regulated. We are not kids anymore. And if something is precious to us, we have to protect it. Yes, we'll get angry. Yes, we'll have fights. But the point is, the love should not end. Anger should not make you blind. That rage, that fury should not convert into another emotion or feeling that has way too much power on you, that can not only disrupt the environment, the other person, but also you. Because the biggest victim of any anger are us ourselves. Anger never comes from a place of good aura. Anger never comes from a place of goodness. You are hurt, and then you direct that hurt at other people. You're frustrated, and you share and spread that frustration. So you are the first victim of anger. So the only way you can protect yourself from your own anger is to identify it and then follow the steps, take deep breaths, logic it out, walk yourself way through it. Ask yourself, am I hangry? Because a lot of time that happens too. Next is, are my expectations in such a place where this person is not meeting it, I'm just frustrated, I'm just angry, I'm feeling entitled to something, or they didn't do something you wanted them to do, many reasons. but identify that. Correct them. Tell them, hey, listen, this is going to make me angry. Do not do this. And then the last resort of all of this whole drama, the last resort, nothing's working. That's when you should release your anger, because anger always needs an outlet. If it's inside you, it's going to fuck you up. It's going to, you know, get you sick, and it's going to give you diseases. So you have to put it out. You have to. You can exercise it out. You can throw it out, yell it out, scream it out, dance it out, but you need to get it out. And that is the only solution of anger, because you cannot keep anger in your heart. You should not keep anger in your heart. Dispel it, banish it, throw it out, remove it from your mind, from your heart. But do not, and remember this, listen to it carefully, do not nurture that anger inside you, because it will lead to resentment. It will lead to poison. So do not let anger grow inside you. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for listening.